Why?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So coming up at 4:30, I have the Windy City Smokeout tickets. It made me think of it because this weekend I was giving out a pair at the Steinhoffel's furniture store in Harwood Heights on Sunday, and Samantha came out, and Samantha was telling me this crazy story because she wants to go to Smokeout so bad because she's a big Thomas Rhett fan. And I guess this past week she flew to Nashville because Thomas Rhett had like this fan fest performance and event going on during CMA Fest down there. So there were like 1,000 artists, 1,000 shows happening. She flew in for one night to Nashville, went to the Thomas Rhett little party, got to see him and hang out with him live, and then flew right back out. And I was like, I love that. Wow. I love that idea. Right? The one day fly in, do something cool, fly out situation. You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done like a one day flyby?
I have. I've actually done it a couple of times because I dated somebody who worked for Southwest.
Oh,
so we would go on day trips.
Did you have a favorite?
I would say going to New Orleans. I've never been there before, and I like all that spooky stuff, so
yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, how do you do New Orleans for one night? I feel like you're still drunk the next day. That was impressive. Thank you for that story. Let's do this. What did you do a one-day flyby? Did you ever do that? You flew in somewhere for like one event, one cool thing, one day, flew out the next day, or maybe even the same day. What was that cool thing you did? You did the one-day fly-in, fly-out.
I have kind of similar. One of my favorite bands, Arctic Monkeys, who I've been a fan of since I was young, was playing at Red Rocks. Watched them play and then flew out the next day.
That's cool. Red Rocks is actually one of the few venues that is on my bucket list to see that I haven't gotten to yet. I've gotten to see a lot of cool places. Red Rocks is, I want to see a concert there so bad. I just never made it there. That's so cool. I'm jealous of you.
Oh, yeah, you've got to go. Definitely a bucket list.
Good. All right, Melissa. So tell me, you did the one-day fly-in, fly-out situation?
So we flew into Atlanta for the George Strait Eric Church concert. And we just flew in, had lunch, went to the concert, went to sleep, and came home.
That's awesome.
It was crazy because it was the same year that the Braves won the World Series.
Yeah.
So we got off the plane, and they were having the parade. So got stuck by the parade.
You're like, wow, they're really happy we're here.
Yeah.
Calvin, you calling because you did a one-day flyby or what?
I actually did it a couple of times. One of the most recent ones was I actually work at a school that has airplanes, and we took one and flew to Niagara Falls for the day. Went down and went down by the falls, like made of the mist, the canyons and everything like that, and then flew back afterwards.
That's really cool. Wait, so you work at a school that has airplanes?
Yep, I'm a flight instructor, so I teach people how to...
Oh, that makes more sense. I'm like, what schools just have airplanes you can take?
Yep, exactly.
I'm like, wow, my high school did not offer that.